This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha from Developing Diamonds giving you your sixth reminder whilst you're at home in quarantine and lockdown. This reminder is about taking care of your well-being at home. And, you know, well-being is made up of different facets. Well-being isn't just about your health or your emotional or psychological well-being. Your well-being, it is about the different parts of who you are. It's your spirituality. It's your well-being from your physical sense to your mental, emotional, and spiritual sense. So here are five tips to work on your well-being whilst you're at home. Number one is take care of your faith. And as believers, we learn that our faith, our spirituality, our iman is the most important thing in our lives, and that it is our faith that will exist and that will continue on beyond our worldly existence. It is our faith that will carry us through to the afterlife and then be weighed and we will be accountable for. So take care of your faith. Check in with yourself, not just in your, you know, your mental and emotional well-being, but check in with your spiritual well-being. How is your spirituality? Are you feeling motivated? Are you feeling wholesome? Are you feeling deeply connected to your creator? Are you feeling conscious of your creator? Does your heart feel heavy? Does your heart feel light? Does your heart feel clear, or does your heart feel clouded and murky? If so, then take care of it and address it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it get overlooked and distract yourself with the mundane. Just give it the attention that it needs, and you know, maybe it will, you know, require you to speak to someone of knowledge and get some advice. Maybe it requires for you to turn to the Quran, the Book of Allah, and do some deep study. Perhaps you need to just reflect on where you're at in life, in your faith and spiritual journey, your Islamic journey, and see if you need to connect more with good knowledge and good company and good habits. Maybe you need to improve on your little day-to-day Islamic practices and habits. So take care of your faith and check in with yourself and do a self-diagnosis and get yourself in good health, inshallah, in good spiritual health. Number two is to worship deeply. It's easy for us to fall into doing worship in a robotic and mindless way. It's easy for it to kind of just be parroted efforts or sayings or supplications, but it takes conscious effort for us to truly worship our Creator deeply. It takes a strength of mental focus, spiritual focus, to be able to push all worldly thoughts and aspirations and distractions and challenges to the back of our minds whilst we focus solely on our Creator and our relationship with Him and devoting ourselves in obedience and love for Him and in gratitude to Him. So find a way, find a space, find a time that you can engage in truly deep worship, whether it is through prayer or supplication or in the dark of the night while everyone's asleep and you get some quiet alone time, or through the study of the Quranic scripture. Find a way to worship your Creator deeply, and that will actually help you a lot with your first way, the first point of taking care of your well-being, which is looking after your faith. Number three is observe your thoughts. Psychological fact is that your feelings are directly created by your thoughts. So learn how to become an observer of your thoughts and watch where your mind wanders. Watch where it goes. Watch where it gets distracted. Watch where it becomes worrisome. Watch where it becomes happy or sad or confused or frustrated. Check in with your thoughts and see where they go, and you'll be able to catch where your emotional states are coming from. So it does take a little bit of effort and practice, but even through our daily prayers, when we enter our prayers, we know we're supposed to concentrate on God, but you can learn how to check in with yourself and catch yourself, you know, as your thoughts kind of divert away from focusing on the Creator. So try to catch those thoughts and become aware of them as they drift and pull them back to the focus on your Creator. And outside of your prayers, you'll be able to do that as you are trying to focus on something in front of you or think, you know, healthy, positive, hopeful thoughts. And then you can catch your thoughts as they drift towards perhaps the negative, or maybe there are some false types of thoughts or exaggerated thoughts which take you down a negative path. And the fourth way to look after your well-being is to practice daily gratitude. And we know that this is something really important. They've got a lot of research now on the neuroscience behind gratitude. And, you know, as Muslims, we actually have the daily practice of our morning supplications. And if you read through those supplications, a lot of it is about being grateful to the Creator. It's acknowledging who you are and what you are. It's seeking your protection, blessings, guidance from your Lord and your Creator. And it's about putting yourself in a state of true gratitude where you know that you are the slave of God and that He has created you and blessed you with so much, and you're starting your day in His name. So a beautiful way to practice gratitude is through doing morning prayers and then morning supplications. And if you like, you can reflect on things that you are grateful for and write them down if you so wish. Another way to take care of your well-being is to every now and then allow an emotional release, as in have time where you are perhaps on your own, or you're reflecting or writing or reading something or pondering over the Quran, or you know, maybe you've gone for a walk, and allow emotional release if you are feeling a bit pent up. Don't try to bottle up your emotions thinking that emotions are something to be trapped and contained. They can be released, but in healthy and safe ways where they are not put out or not poured onto someone else. You know, someone else shouldn't have to be the recipient of your emotional releases. Someone can support you through them if you would like company during that. But emotional release is normal and healthy. Sometimes when you're feeling a little bit under pressure, or feeling a little bit maybe lonely or a little bit sad, or a little bit upset or frustrated about something, find a time and an outlet where you can allow some emotional release and then kind of put yourself back together and you know, get on with your mission in life. So those are five different ways to look after your well-being at home. Take care of your faith, worship deeply, observe your thoughts, practice daily gratitude, and allow yourself an occasional emotional release. So let me know what you think about these reminders and tips. Look forward to our next video where we'll be looking at Ramadan at home. Check out www.developingdiamonds.com.au if you would like to find out anything more about what we do.